Hi, my name is Dom Lieber, and I'm a Diamond Approach teacher. I'm teaching a course on Diamond Inquiry, which is a specific spiritual practice to get to know yourself and to explore yourself to really come to understand your nature, your experience more fully. I want to say something about how Diamond Inquiry is like learning to be your own very best friend. So what does it mean to be a friend? How is it to be with friends? Well, one of the things you might notice with a real friend is that you can just be yourself. You can really be who you are. You don't have to put on any graces or airs. You don't have to try and be something that you aren't. Right? With a real friend, you can be yourself. There's a feeling that you can just be who you are and that your friend gets you in some way. So Diamond Inquiry is like that. In Diamond Inquiry, you learn to be with yourself, really yourself, as you are, without trying to have to improve yourself or fix yourself or make yourself better, without having to pretend one thing or another. You really can just be with you, with the real you as you are, and get to know that real you. With a real friend, you can be really open. Right? You don't have to filter or manage what you say. You can be open and simply let whatever is there be there. And in Diamond Inquiry, we have the same kind of openness, right? We're open to whatever happens. If you think about being with your friend, if they're a real friend, you're just open to them, however they are, however they show up that day. Like, oh, you're my friend. How are you? So the openness is not only open, but there's also an interest. If you think about a friend that you haven't seen for a long time, and then you catch up, like, what happens? How is that? Often you want to know everything about them. You want to know how they are, what's going on for them, how their life is going. You want to know every detail about them. And you can spend hours getting lost in the conversation, talking with each other about your lives and your experience. And Diamond Inquiry is like that, right? We're just interested in ourselves, interested to find out where we are, what's going on. Real friends stay in touch. Even if you only see each other occasionally, there is a sense of really being in touch, being in contact. And Diamond Inquiry is the same. We're really being in touch with our experience, getting in touch with ourselves. It's part of being curious and interested, right? We don't want to know your friend from a distance. You don't want to know them across the room. No, you want to be sitting right close together, huddled up over your drink or your coffee and just finding out everything about each other. Diamond Inquiry is also warm. A friend is warm. There's something about friendship that is warm and caring and kind and wants the best for you. Your friend is not somebody who's mean and hard-hearted or cold and cruel with you. No, a friend is somebody who's warm, who cares. Their heart is in the relationship. So Diamond Inquiry is the same. It has that warm, caring, friendly, kind quality. You approach yourself and your experience with interest, with kind interest, with friendly interest. You're not trying to fix yourself or criticize yourself or judge yourself or get rid of parts of yourself. How is it friendly to get rid of parts of yourself? No, you're interested. You're friendly. You welcome it. Oh, whatever you're feeling. I'm feeling I'm in love. Oh, what's that like? Tell me about that. Or I'm really angry. Oh, yeah, what's that like? Tell me about that. Or I'm really hurt and sad. Ah, tell me about that. So Diamond Inquiry brings this warm, open, in-touch, friendly interest to whatever's going on with you, whatever is happening, to want to know it more, know it better, see it better, feel it more fully, and eventually to help you really understand it. So if this sounds like something that interests you and would be nice for you to be more of your own real best friend, then I hope you'll join us for this course.